That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK. We'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. The Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair is coming up Saturday, March 16th, and now is the time to contact a Norton Eagles Auxiliary member if you're wanting to be a vendor at the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair. You can do so and be a part of it. It is Saturday, March 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Easter Bunny is going to make a visit from 10 to 12 as well, and a lunch stand will be available. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There's areas of dense fog between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. with widespread dense freezing fog, mainly before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 38 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become northeast in the afternoon. For tonight, areas of fog between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. and widespread dense freezing fog mainly after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 25. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with the high near 50. On Sunday, sunny with the high near 57. On Monday, sunny with the high near 61. On Tuesday, sunny with the high near 61. On Wednesday, sunny with the high near 61. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 28 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 26 degrees. The wind chill is 22 degrees. And the visibility is less than a quarter mile. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
You got a birthday?
All right. Whose birthday?
Miriam Sampson's 90th birthday.
Miriam Sampson?
Sampson, yeah.
Is 90?
Yes.
All right. Got her down.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy, happy, happy birthday, Miriam. 90, that's awesome. All right, let's see. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, January 26th Party Line. I am Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. That fog is really rolled in. You were just commenting. You can't really see out the window.
Yeah. You can barely see right across the street. But beyond that, it's just fog.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be freezing fog right now. We're down to less than a quarter mile of visibility, so I would stay home and off the roads for a little while at least to let this burn off. They're calling for fog pretty much throughout the whole day because we're going to be cloudy all day.
Mm.
You know, we're not going to have a lot of sunshine to burn it off, so if you need to be out and about, be really, really careful. The freezing fog is only supposed to last until 10, but, you know, if you're out driving around, especially on the highways, in this dense fog, you best have someplace you really have to be or put it off, I would say. Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to give you some good news. It's going to be foggy again tonight, but starting tomorrow all the way till next Thursday on our forecast, there's no call of any fog, freezing fog. As a matter of fact, the coldest it's going to be after today is going to be 50. From there, it's just
darn.
Up. Now, I'll tell you, I did look at the 10-day, so we are going to get cold again, and we are in Kansas, and February in Kansas is notoriously cold, but we're going to get a little reprieve here up into the 60s by the mid-end of next week, so hang on, we're going to get there. Good morning, everybody. Hey, we want to remind you that we've got a busy day today. We are going to be having wrestling. The MCLs will be starting for wrestling at 1 o'clock. You can get all of that great action here on KQ&K AM and FM. You can also watch on Facebook Live. And then tonight we will have basketball here at home versus Ellis. And you can catch all that action right here on KQ&K AM and FM and on Facebook Live. And then tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, we have pregame for K-State basketball. And then that's pretty much it for us as far as sports. But I do want to remind everybody, and who doesn't know, the Kansas City Chiefs will be playing the Ravens on Sunday. That'll be an exciting game. We cannot play that game here on KQ&K because of contractual obligations and rules, and we just can't afford it, to be honest. But we do have an alternate for you to be able to listen to it. Mandy's looking that up right now.
I am. I got a cheat sheet from Derek on how this works. So streaming coverage will be available on our sister station, Z96.3 The Lake. The broadcast will be the national radio broadcast from Westwood One Sports, which holds the rights to the game broadcast. This is why we, KQ&K, won't have the game from the Chiefs Radio Network, which is where we normally get ours from, on Sunday. The broadcast with Mitch Holtis will only be available in the Kansas City metro area. So the broadcast that we're doing on our sister station, Z96.3, is from Westwood One Sports. It is not the Mitch Holtis, like I said yesterday. Those interested in listening to the game broadcast can go to sunflowerstateradio.com, and they will have a banner at the top of the page for listeners to click on to stream the game. Alternatively, they can also download the Z96.3 The Lake app to their phone, and if they have Google or Alexa smart speaker, they can just activate it and tell it to play KZDY on TuneIn, and it will stream the game for them there. The streaming coverage will be available nationwide, excluding a 100-mile radius of Baltimore, Maryland, which shouldn't be a problem for anybody around here.
No.
Ha ha, you're funny, Derek. You're funny, funny.
Okay, so is there a link of all of that on our Facebook page?
There is.
That's a lot of information.
There was a post on our Facebook page. I also shared it on my personal Facebook page. But if you just go to Sunflower Radio,
State Radio.
SunflowerStateRadio.com. He's put it up in a banner along the top of the website, and you can just click on that, and it'll get you to where you need to go.
Okay. And like I said, you can check out our Facebook page, too, because that is a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
But very exciting that we at least have a chance to listen to it.
Yes.
So thank you to our sister station for carrying that, and that'll be on Sunday, so go Chiefs. We love our Chiefs, whether we play them or not. We are always behind our Chiefs, so go Chiefs. All right. I think that just about does it. Are you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, let's start. First things first, we're going to do our trivia. Trivia is brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Oh, I do want to do one thing real quick, okay, before I start. The lady, we had somebody from the credit union call this morning, and they found a little kitten.
I know. It made me so sad. I almost did a U-turn and went right back up to the
I told her. I said, you need to stop talking because I'm about ready to come up and get that kitten. But she laughed. Anyway, this is a little tiger-striped kitten. It's a female. She's 6 months to a year old. She showed up at the credit union as it was unlocking the doors this morning. Very friendly little kitty. You can stop at the credit union and talk to them about the kitten. You can also call 785-877-5191. So if you have a little kitten that you're missing, it's probably up at the credit union. Yeah, I was telling her. She was telling me how sweet the kitty was. I'm like, stop. I'm ready to lock this door and drive up to the credit union.
Yes, so. And she would.
I would, yes. I wouldn't, but I would wait till you got here and ask you if I could run up there, and you'd probably say, yeah, hurry.
Let's lock the door and go together.
Bring it together. Exactly. So if you know anybody, if you've lost a kitty or you know anybody that has a little kitty that's been lost, 785-877-5191 or stop up at the credit union.
We used to have a station cat.
I know. Your dad told me the biggest problem with the cat is it liked to lay on the keyboards and stuff.
Yes, and we would come in and we'd be off the air and it would turn on microphones and
And I can picture that. Mm-hmm. The cat probably knew.
Yes.
That it was, I truly believe that the cats know when they do these things. So I think it knew. It says, I'm going to turn off the radio station. They'll all be down here to pet me.
Yep.
I would love to have a station cat, just so you know.
Okay.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
It is.
I'm going to talk about our trivia. Our trivia is brought to you by our Norton Pizza. You're just humoring me. You can call our Norton Pizza Hut at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. It is a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can stop in and visit our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, at our Norton Pizza Hut, they deliver from open to close. While you're watching the big game on Sunday, call Norton Pizza Hut. You don't have to cook. You don't have to miss a minute of anything. In fact, I would just call them today, tomorrow, Sunday, so you don't have to miss any of the sports that are coming up. All right, so if you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you won, or it will expire. But keep in mind that when you pick it up, you do still have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia. You will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. This may be easy. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. 785-877-3378. Be that first person with the correct answer. You're going to get that one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. So today is Paul Newman's birthday.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask a question about Paul Newman. How many movies did Paul Newman and Robert Redford make together? How many movies did Paul Newman and Robert Redford make together? 785-877-3378. No. That's a pretty random guess.
Yes, it is.
785-877-3378. How many movies did Paul Newman and Robert Redford make together? While we wait on an answer, think about that, Fig. I'm going to break for open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. Hey, we may have an answer. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yeah, is it two?
It is two. Who is this?
This is Rose Kristen.
Rose, congratulations. You have won a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. You can pick that up, your certificate up at the station. But Rose, I wanted to let you know that we will be closing the office early today, so if you can't get it before 11:30, then we probably won't be able to get it till Monday unless you want us to leave it for you.
Just leave it on the door.
Awesome. We'll do that. All right. Thanks, Rose. Have a great day.
Bye.
So, yes, they made two together. Between 1969 and 1973, screen legends Paul Newman and Robert Redford made two movies together that have widely been hailed as the best of their respective careers. The first of these two films was a legendary Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and the pair immediately followed up their success from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid with The Sting. Rose knew that she won that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Before I break for open market report, I will tell everybody that. I almost forgot. We are closing the office early today because of the fact that we have wrestling starting at 1, we have basketball tonight, so our computers and stuff are going to be pretty much taken up, so we can't really do much. So we will be closing at 11:30 today. So 11:30 or 11?
11.
11, I'm sorry. We'll be closing at 11 today. If you do have a certificate you want to pick up, give us a call before 11 and let us know that you want us to leave it for you, and we will be very happy to do that. We do it all the time. We're going to do it for Rose. So give us a call at the station, and we'll be glad to do that. Otherwise, we'll be back on Monday, regular hours. All right, let's break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets. Good morning. I'm Kyle Hill at the Mercantile. Live cattle February starting off lower by a nickel at 177.67. April down a quarter at 180.45. June down 27, 177.32. March feeders up 17 at 238.35. April up 27 at 244.20. May up 20 at 249.45. Lean hogs, February down 15 at 74.15, April up 15 at 82.70, and May up 20 at 87.50. Yesterday, plenty of activity at the sale barns across the plains. Kansas, 174 to 175. Texas and Oklahoma also had sales at 175. Nebraska, live sales 175, with dress sales around 276. At the Board of Trade, another red Friday developing with double-digit losses in the soybeans, also in the Kansas City wheat complex. Corn for March down 4 3/4 at 447. May down 4 3/4 at 456 and a half. And December down 4 at 476 and 3/4. March soybeans down 14 at 1209. May down 14 at 1216 and a quarter. November down 12 1/4 at 1184. Kansas City wheat March down a dime at 627. May down 11 1/2 at 624 and a half. July new crop down 12 3/4, 620 and a quarter. Chicago wheat March down 9 1/2 at 602 3/4. May down 9 1/2 at 612 and a half. July down 9 1/2 at 618. Wheat exports from Europe shown at 17.4 million metric tons as of last Friday. That is trailing last year's pace by 7.5%. On Wall Street, Dow Industrials up 45 points at 38,094. The NASDAQ down 19. S&P down a fraction of a point. Dollar index is down 27 cents at 103.10. Crude oil down 24 cents a barrel at 77.12. Gold is up $2 and silver is down 4 cents. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle: hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Gold Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to three additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, January 26th party line. I am Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
All right. Once again, that fog still hasn't let up any, so I would say be very, very careful if you need to be out. They're pretty much calling for it pretty much the whole day. So there's going to be some sort of fog out. It's not supposed to get a lot of sunshine. It's supposed to be cloudy. So it will take a lot longer to burn off. Right now, we're less than a quarter mile of visibility. So that tells you anything. And just looking out our big window here, you can see how much it is. And Mandy, when I got here at 6 this morning, it was just starting to get a little foggy out. And by 6:30, you could barely see outside. It's just so quick.
It's quick. It's very quick.
That's the scary thing about fog. And you know, it's one of those silent things that you don't even see coming, and all of a sudden you're just surrounded. So be careful out there. And even if you find clear spots, it could hit pretty fast. So we just want everyone to be safe. All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, January 26th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy, and I think we're ready to get started. Are you ready?
I'm ready. It's Friday. Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. Hey, first things first, we want to remind everybody we are waiting on your phone calls. And do we have any anniversaries yet?
I don't believe we do.
None at all. Oh, yeah, we talked about that yesterday. No, anniversaries.
No anniversaries.
All right, well, first things first, if you know anybody's having a birthday today, tomorrow, or Sunday, give us a call at 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the birthday list. At the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive one of those big, delicious cookies from Destination Kitchen. I went in there yesterday, and every time I look at one of those cookies, I think, that birthday person's so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because just looking at them, oh, my goodness. But So call and get somebody's name on the list, and you can help them get one of those big, delicious cookies from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., and also from Click Your Heels Travel. So let's talk about Garden Gate, etc., for a minute. I keep telling everybody to check out their Facebook page. You need to do that, because they're always posting stuff, and you know, you'll see it and you'll be like, oh, that's right. And that's what I did this morning. Garden Gate carries snacks. They carry dip mixes. I've got one for you one time. Some really delicious dip and salsa mixes. Well, what a great place to go and get some snacks for your Super Bowl party. The big game's on this Sunday. They have 25% off dips, cheese balls, snackers, and nuts. So stop by Garden Gate, etc. today. And also, Garden Gate, etc. says, go cheese. And also, don't forget, you know, next week is the end of January. You've got like 18, 19 days to get that Valentine's gift. Don't be that last-minute person. When you stop in to get your snacks for your football party on Sunday, don't forget to get that Valentine's gift. Don't wait till the last minute. Check it out at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. At Click Your Heels Travel, all you have to do is let them know where you want to go. And Click Your Heels Travel can get you there. 785-871-4109. Check out their Facebook page. Like and follow them, because they have, I mean, the travel agency has specials pop up all the time. You don't want to miss out. And one way not to miss out is to like and follow their Facebook page and keep up with what's going. You can call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you're in search of something, you've lost something or found something, give us a call, 785-877-3378. Let's thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton Rotary, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, J&R Liquor, and the Norton American Legion. Thank you all so much for sponsoring us. It's all because of you that we get to be here. Reminders?
My reminder is from the Norton USD 211. They will be holding a special Board of Education meeting on Monday, January 29th at 5:30 p.m. in the district boardroom. The board will be reviewing district goals and capital outlay projects. It is open to the public. Again, Norton USD 211 will be holding a special Board of Education meeting on Monday, January 29th at 5:30 p.m. in the district boardroom.
My only reminder is just leave your radio on all day today. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up, wrestling, basketball. Tomorrow morning we have K-State football, so just leave us on. It doesn't hurt anything, and you won't miss a minute of the action that way. That's my reminder for today. All right, you get to start.
I am going to start. Okay, I will start. If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more. All ice cold and ready to go. You can also get your Kansas Lottery tickets, and you could be a winner with J&R Liquor. They're located at 112 North First Avenue in downtown Norton. You can get all of your Super Bowl beverages at J&R Liquor as well. So get ready for that Super Bowl party with J&R Liquor. It is Friday. That means it is Favorite Flavor Friday, where we give you a new recipe that has a theme. It's a monthly theme, and this month's theme was Warm You Up Cocktails. It is a drink that you serve warm to get you all warmed up with all this cold weather this month. We thought it was perfect theme for our recipe.
It did.
And so today is our last Friday in January, and our last recipe is a dirty chai latte. A dirty chai latte. This is for one drink. It's half a cup of chai tea, which I never understood why they call it chai tea, because isn't chai tea in, isn't that what it means is tea? So you're saying tea.
I think you're probably right.
Chai tea, 1.5 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 cinnamon stick, 1 whole anise pod, 4 ounces of half and half, and 1.5 ounces of coffee liqueur, whipped cream for serving. So step one, simmer tea, brown sugar, cinnamon stick, and star anise. Then reduce stove Then reduce stove heat to low and add half and half, steep for 10 minutes. Remove from the heat, add the coffee liqueur, and top with whipped cream, and you have yourself a dirty chai latte. You can get some of those ingredients at J&R Liquor and enjoy a new beverage. And we've been talking about February's theme. I think we have a good idea for February's theme, and it's probably not going to be what you think it is. No. So I'm excited to continue into February with our favorite Flavor Friday recipe, and stay tuned for next week's new theme for February.
Chai is a spice. It's a spice. It's different spices. Cardamom is the most common. It's followed by a mixture of cinnamon, ginger, and star anise.
Mm.
So it's different spices. It's not tea.
I think it is. I disagree with Google.
There is a chai tea, I've heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it. I've never tasted it. But people love it, so I don't know. All right. Let's see. I'm going to talk about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. I love talking about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. They do so much for our community, and we thank them for that. They've got some great things coming up, like the Dueling Pianos, which will be March 2nd, which isn't that far away. There's only a limited amount of tickets for sale for this event. This is going to be a chamber-only event, so you have to either be a chamber member or an employee of a chamber member. But they've got some great seats left over. The tickets are $50 each. You can also buy tables. They have some limited number of tables for gold tables and silver tables available. You can call 785-877-2501 and ask them about those tables and the cost and what you have to do to get them. But they're $50 a piece for the tickets, so you can either call or stop into our chamber office and get those. Don't forget about the vacation raffle. $50 a ticket for, they only have 200 tickets, for a chance to win a vacation for the Lake of the Ozarks, 4 days and three nights, August 1st through the 4th. Beautiful country up there, too. So that's a really great deal. You can check out that information on their Facebook page. You can also call 785-877-2501 and ask them about the tickets for that. They have a lot of great events coming up. Go to their Facebook page. You can also check out discovernorton.com. Keep in mind, there are under construction on the website, so there's some things that still aren't on there, but they've got a lot of information on there, and especially about these two events I just talked about. So if you want some more information, check out discovernorton.com. Go on their Facebook page, or you can call 785-877-2501 for our Norton Chamber of Commerce.
If you're heading out to the basketball games in town tonight, go a little early and let the Norton Rotary Club serve up some dinner for you. The Norton Rotary Scholarship Fund Soup Supper will be tonight from 4:30 till 7 p.m. or until we run out. It'll be at Stool Lobby. It's all you can eat, chili, chicken and noodles, and cinnamon rolls while supplies last, plus relishes of carrots and celery. We have the crackers for you. Come and get full.
Homemade chili.
Homemade chicken and noodles.
Yeah.
It's going on tonight at Stool Lobby. 4:30 is the early bird, and we'll serve until we are out. Chili, chicken and noodle, and cinnamon rolls with relish. All profits from the soup supper go to our scholarship fund. We give at least three scholarships out each year to graduating seniors in Norton County. So come in and support the Norton Rotary Club Soup Supper tonight.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yeah, you still doing Party Line yet?
Yes. We are still on the air. How are you, Karen?
Good. I have got some stuff that I am wanting to sell.
Okay.
I got some baking deals to sell. I've got some dinnerware to sell. And I still got my wedding dress I want to sell, please.
Okay.
And I'm wanting $500 for the whole thing, for the dress, the dinnerware, and the baking stuff.
Okay, and a phone number.
785-202-2416.
Okay, so you've got bakeware, dinnerware, and a wedding dress all for one money, $500, 202-2416.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Karen. Have a great weekend.
You too, Lex.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, so I just was thinking, you guys could not predict the weather at the Rotary when you were planning this soup supper, but what a perfect day it's going to be for chicken and noodles and chili and cinnamon rolls.
And cinnamon rolls. It's always
who's making the cinnamon rolls?
We get them from Norton Correctional Facility, and they have been on spot the last few times.
They do such a good job on that stuff. The buns, cinnamon rolls, and stuff like that. Yeah.
So we'll be on. That's why we're going to be closed this afternoon, because I'll be doing all that running around for the soup supper and getting things ready. But we invite everyone out, come a little early, support the Norton Rotary Club, and help us in giving our graduating seniors some scholarships again this year. We appreciate everyone's support.
Awesome. All right. The Norton American Legion wants to remind you that their club room is open every Friday at 4:30, where you can enjoy snacks and some great company. You can also reserve that club room for things like banquets and receptions, parties, reunions, and meetings. Just call Gary at 785-871-0509 and talk to him about availability and what you need to do to reserve that club room. Remember, every Friday at 4:30, you can head out to the Norton American Legion, where their club room is open for snacks and great company, and members and guests are always welcome at our Norton American Legion.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today and over the weekend. For today's lunch buffet, it is pasta bakes, and tonight is, today is taco and fajita bar with rice and beans. I'm sorry. Friday's lunch buffet is taco and fajita bar with rice and beans. Mm-hmm. Tonight is made to order ribeye steak or cod for this evening's special. For Saturday, pasta bakes, and that is for lunch. And for Saturday's dinner, prime rib or surf and turf. And for Sunday, you can enjoy fried chicken, fish, and corn casserole served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Sunday lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone, ice cream sundae, salad bar, and dessert. All other lunch buffets Monday through Saturday come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. Some upcoming dates that TNC Kitchen wants to let you know. Their weekend that they are going to be closed for February is coming up February 10th and 11th. So mark that on your calendar if you are a normal visitor of TNC Kitchen on the weekends. February 10th and 11th will be their weekend that they will be closed in February. But they are planning to have a special Valentine's Day menu, and we'll let you know as soon as that comes out so you can make plans for Valentine's Day. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
Awesome. All right, and don't forget about the pie.
And oh yes, the Arkansas possum pie.
That's right, because I thought that was the thing about that chocolate pie as you were talking.
yummy.
All right, hey, it's time for some history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire. They're our local Goodyear dealer. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct. Or you can call them at 785-877-5181.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
All right.
On this day, January 26th, 1784, in a letter to his daughter, Benjamin Franklin expressed unhappiness over the eagle as the symbol of America. He wanted the symbol to be the turkey. In 1837, Michigan became the 26th state to join the United States. In 1861, in the U.S., Louisiana seceded from the Union. 1870, the state of Virginia rejoined the Union. 1875, George F. Green patented the electric dental drill for sawing, filing, dressing, and polishing teeth. In 1905, the Cullinan Diamond, a 3,106.75 carats, was found by Captain Wells at the Premier Mine near Pretoria, South Africa.
Wow. In 1934, the Apollo Theater opened in New York City. 1947, the greatest story ever told was first heard on ABC Radio. In 1950, the American Associated Insurance Companies of St. Louis, Missouri, issued the first babysitter's insurance policy. In 1959, Alcoa Presents debuted on ABC TV. The show would later be renamed One Step Beyond. In 1961, U.S. President John F. Kennedy appointed Dr. Janet G. Travell as the first woman to be the personal physician to the president. In 1962, the U.S. launched Ranger 3 to land scientific instruments on the moon. The probe missed its target by about 22,000 miles. Just a little off course.
I said turn left.
I know. Should have listened to me. It's like the one, was it Japan? Just landed one and it landed upside down.
Yeah.
Oopsie. In 1969, California was declared a disaster area after 2 days of flooding and mudslides. 1984, CBS television debuted Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer. In 1992, Russian President Boris Yeltsin announced that his country would stop targeting U.S. cities with nuclear weapons.
Nice.
That's nice of him. 1998, U.S. President Clinton denied having an affair with a former White House intern, saying, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky." He didn't get the message about the no lying in politics from yesterday.
He did not.
The
perjury thing went right over his head.
In 1999, Saddam Hussein vowed revenge against the U.S. in response to airstrikes that reportedly killed civilians. The strikes were U.S. planes defending themselves against anti-aircraft fire. And finally, on this day, January 26, 2010, it was announced that James Cameron's movie Avatar had become the highest-grossing film worldwide at the time.
Today's January 26th. It's National Fun at Work Day. That's like every day here.
We have fun.
We do have fun. It's National Big Wig Day. It's National Peanut Brittle Day. Are you peanut brittle?
Oh, that is my favorite.
Ron loves it too.
Yes.
And it's National Spouses Day. You know, Valentine's Day's coming up, and now we have National Spouses Day. You got to be nice 2 days.
We get to be nice.
Oh, get. Okay. I meant to say get. Wink. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning. I'd like to wish Hallie Lanier a happy birthday today.
Hallie Lanier, happy birthday. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, in music in 1956, at Decca Records, Nashville Studios, Buddy Holly's first official recording session took place. Blue Days, Black Nights was recorded and became his debut single. In 1988, the musical Phantom of the Opera opened at Broadway's Majestic Theater. In 1997, ZZ Top, James Brown, and the Blues Brothers performed at the Super Bowl 31 halftime show. In 1999, the National Transportation Safety Board concluded that John Denver died in a 1997 airplane crash because he took off with too little fuel in one tank, had trouble switching to his backup tank, and inadvertently put his plane into a roll while his attention was diverted. Sad. In 2003, Billy Joel was hospitalized for several hours after crashing his car into a tree in Sag Harbor, New York. He was released early the next morning. In sports, in 1924, Charles Jutraw of the United States won the 500-meter speed skating, and he was the first gold medalist at a Winter Olympics. In 1985, Wayne Gretzky with the Edmonton Oilers became the first NHL player to score 50 goals in 49 games. Wow. In 1990, Steffi Graf won her 48th consecutive match. And in 2003, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Oakland Raiders 48-21 in Super Bowl 37. Tampa Bay coach John Gruden became the youngest coach to ever win a Super Bowl, and it was the first Super Bowl appearance for the Buccaneers. Happy birthday to Ellen DeGeneres, born in 1958, host of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Wayne Gretzky, it's his birthday. Oh, he broke that record on the anniversary of his birthday. That's pretty cool. Wayne Gretzky was born in 1961. Douglas MacArthur was born in 1880, the American general who said, "I shall return." Paul Newman was born in 1925, the blue-eyed star, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and the Sting. Eddie Van Halen was born in this date in 1955, the guitarist who led the group Van Halen. People that died on this date, I can't believe that it's been this long. Kobe Bryant died in 2020, the retired LA Lakers superstar who died in a helicopter crash. Edward G. Robinson died in 1973, the tough guy actor and star of 1931's Little Caesar. And Abe Vigoda died in 2016, Detective Fish on TV's Barney Miller.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today and over the weekend. Celebrating birthdays today, Friday, January 26th, we have Mary Ellen Pawson, Rylan Wildeman, D. Dean Little, and Pam Engelbert. Celebrating birthday tomorrow, Saturday, January 27th, we have Rebecca Wetter. And there are no birthdays on the calendar for Sunday the 28th.
That kind of makes sense why we haven't gotten a lot of calls. Kind of a slow month, isn't it?
It has been. All right, we have two called in.
And no anniversaries.
Still no anniversaries. I'll let you pick, since you haven't picked anything this week.
All right, we are number one.
And that is Marianne Sanson.
Congratulations. Happy birthday, Marianne. You just won a cookie from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have for sale. It's a bundle. They have bakeware, dinnerware, and a wedding dress all in one bundle. $500, 202-2416. Happy birthday going out to Miriam Sanson, a 90th birthday, and Hallie Lanier celebrating a birthday. And we haven't gotten an update, so we're assuming they still have it. A tiger-striped female kitten, about 6 months to a year old, was at the credit union when they got there this morning. And they, if this tiger striped kitten belongs to you, call 877-5191 or stop by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union office and take the little one home.
Yeah. Oh, poor little thing. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Norton Rotary, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, J&R Liquor, and the Norton American Legion. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you we get to be here. Little program reminding. First of all, I want to remind everybody that the office will be closing at 11 today. We'll be back open first thing on Monday, like usual. We have wrestling starting at 1 o'clock. It's the MCL. That'll be starting at 1 o'clock, and that'll be going on throughout the rest of the day. You can check that out here on KQ&K AM and FM, also on Facebook Live. And then this evening, starting at 6 o'clock, will be the Blue Jay girls playing basketball. And then right after that will be the Blue Jay boys. Jeff and Brexton will be calling those games. And then tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, you can get pregame for the K-State basketball. All of that going on right here on KQ&K. And like I said earlier, turn your radio on. Just leave it on and let it play throughout the day so you don't miss a moment of the action.
Exactly. And for Chiefs on Sunday, just go to our Facebook page, and there's information on how you are able to listen to it using our sister station's radio app or streaming. Or you can go to sunflowerstateradio.com, and at the top of our website, there will be a banner that you can click on that'll get you to where you need to go as well.
Go Chiefs. I'm so excited.
Go Chiefs.
We want another year at the Super Bowl. That'd be lovely. All right. Well, thanks, Mandy.
Thanks, Nat.
I hope you have a great day and a great weekend.
You too.
And I can't wait to see you on Monday. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Once again, please, if you don't have to be out and about, stay home because that fog is pretty dense this morning. Less than a quarter mile of visibility, and that's not good. So unless it's an emergency or you absolutely have to be out, stay home, be safe, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy yourself. Listen to KQ&K. All right. In the meantime, hey, don't forget about us on Monday. Same time, same place for Party Line.